with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
There she is. There she is now. Oh, Giggles McGee herself.
I'm giggling because I'm watching again your videos in the cafe when I'm in your ear telling you what to say. And every time it just gets funnier and funnier.
I literally started watching it and then turned it off. I couldn't finish it.
Did you show your family?
No, I can't.
I can't believe you didn't show them.
It's too awkward.
They'd get such a hoot.
Oh, wouldn't they?
It's a howl.
I think they're embarrassed enough about me.
You should see him rocking back and forth in the chair in the cafe. Just shouting, this chair is wonky, wonky donkey. And then he's like, hi, waitress. Did you go to America to get my coffee? You're so super rude.
You're telling me to say this. Speaking of rude, I know we spoke about this on the podcast yesterday, but you just would not let it go. Me owing you €100.
Now, Una, O'Carroll is, for some reason, once again annoyed at me, and I can't understand why, and you're claiming that I'm costing you £100.
I would say more disappointed and a little bit hurt, really, more than, you know, annoyed, okay, if you want to label it, okay?
Okay, like, what did I do?
I have a hospital appointment in Dublin on Saturday. I have to go in for a procedure.
Anything fun?
No, not really. No, oh. No. And I can't drive afterwards.
Sorry.
Because don't worry, I'm fine. I'll be okay. But I'll be under anesthesia and I can't drive.
Sorry, was I meant to jump in there and say, sir, are you all right?
Yeah, you were. I will be under anesthesia, so I can't drive afterwards. So I asked my friend, my pal, my co-worker, this guy that I sit across every morning.
Hello.
Will you do me a solid, man, and just give me a spin up to Dublin and collect me afterwards?
Now,
so I won't have to pay for a cab, do you know?
Now, hang on a second there now. You said that you're staying in Crumlin.
Yeah.
So you want me to drive to Crumlin to pick you up to then bring you to Sandyford,
yeah,
all right? Here's the dealio, right? No. And then I asked you, how long is the procedure taking? You said possibly about 5 or 6 hours.
So, well, no, I'll be in there. Like, the procedure won't take that long, but I'll be in there for 3 or 4 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
But can't you go get a coffee and read a paper? Listen to the radio.
What do you think I do with my time?
I don't know. But so, you seem to watch a lot of TV. That's all I know.
Yeah. While I'm sitting waiting for my kids to finish training in football.
Oh, yeah. So you'll collect them from football, won't you? But you won't bring me to the hospital.
They belong to me. They're my responsibility. You are a grown-ass adult.
I know, but, like, because of you, I am down probably more than £100.
What?
Because I'm going to have to get a taxi now.
All right.
From that place in Dublin to the hospital and back again, and that's going to cost, I'd say, it could be over €100.
So, okay.
It's all your fault.
So, I've done the time calculations. From my house to pick you up is 1 hour and 10 minutes, then 30 minutes from that location to the hospital, okay? And then waiting around for 5 to 6 hours, what am I? The hell am I going to do?
You could go look around the shops.
What?
You know.
Where? What?
Go.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I love to do is go shopping on a Saturday when everyone else is in there just after they've been paid, and then another 30 minutes back, and then another. Basically, I'll be late for my gig on Saturday evening if I go and do this for you, and I won't be able to spend time with my family because you can't pay. It's a 25-minute drive from your friend's gaff to the hospital. It's not £100 in a taxi.
Oh, it is, because I googled it and I put it out.
£100
because there's going to be traffic in that M50. Don't get me started. So because you are just too lazy,
no,
and you couldn't be arsed, and no, you don't want it, you're just not being, you know what, if miserly was a person, you'd be it.
Tell you what,
yeah,
there's plenty of people out there who like you.
Who like me?
Is anybody out there willing to chauffeur Una around?
No, that's okay. I don't want to beg. I just asked you, my friend, my pal, you know,
yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay, no, yeah. So give me the €100 then.
No, it's nothing to do with me. It's like
I asked for
come midday on Friday, our responsibility to each other cuts off. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
No food with you today, no?
No, I finished my apple. I'm kind of sad. I'm coochie sabby.
Go on.
It means I'm not hungry, but my mouth is lonely.
I'm looking around the room here to see what I can actually shove in your mouth.
Coochie savvy, yeah. No, I think I have another purple snack somewhere.
Well, I wonder, is that what man has 10 of these over a lifetime is the purple snacks?
No,
it wasn't. No. Let's find out what a survey says was this morning.
Donal.
Yes.
What are we asking everyone this morning to answer on 087-110-207? Love, a bit of voice notage this morning.
Yes, a new survey has found the average man has 10 of these over his lifetime. What is it that 10 of them?
Boards.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
What'd you say?
What? He said birds.
Oh. 10 over a lifetime. Girlfriends over a lifetime.
Is that, you know what you think? Is that a bit too much or too little? Or what are your views on that?
Donal's eyes.
I'd say over a lifetime, it's not that many.
Yeah.
But
like a 10 serious.
Oh, 10 serious ones is different. No, it's not the answer.
Well, what's the difference between a serious and a not serious relationship? What's going on
you
here?
You could be dating someone for like, I don't know, 2 months.
It's and it's serious.
Yeah, but you can also be dating someone for 2 months. It's not serious.
Yeah.
Or in Donald's case, you could be dating 10 people at the same time.
Oh, that has never happened.
Oh. Hasn't it?
You're one of those,
you defamer.
Are you?
Oh. You're a bad
man.
All
those birds are listed now. You're after getting them in trouble.
It just doesn't add up. Okay. What is it? So, the average man has had 10 of these over a lifetime.
Yes.
What are you saying, Una?
10 visits to the dentist.
Over a lifetime?
More than that, sure.
Well, just surely, but sure, you wouldn't know.
Surely, but sure.
But sure, a lot of people, including men, are very frightened of the dentist.
Very true.
Yeah.
You're very true, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the last time that I went.
Oh, no, do not. Oh, go on.
Oh.
Toothgate.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And guess who didn't bring me to the hospital that day?
Oh, you didn't ask me. I wasn't driving at the time anyway.
You were.
Well, you didn't ask me. That's I would have done it with a heart and a half because that's what friends are for. He won't drive me to a hospital appointment on Saturday because he's a meanie. But anyway, that's fine. It's fine. That's fine.
It's not the dentist. No.
Okay.
All right. 087-110-207. The question is,
the average man has 10 of these over his lifetime. What is it?
Okay. 087-110-207. Our question this morning on our survey says, Donal,
the average man has 10 of these over his lifetime. What is that?
Guess is on 087-110-207. What are lads having 10 of?
Hi, guys. I reckon men have maybe 10 pairs of sunglasses or something over a lifetime.
10 pairs of sunglasses over a lifetime? That's a great guess.
That's a very good guess. You're just leaving them down somewhere, forgetting where you left them, losing them.
Bless you.
No, thank you. that was a silent sneeze, thank God.
No. It was possibly the most dramatic looking silent sneeze I've ever seen. You can't sneeze in, you just sneeze.
Bad for you to hold in.
Yeah.
No, I let it out, but it was just silent.
Oh.
That's my excuse all the time.
No, it's not sunglasses. It's good guess, Lynn.
Is it 10 cars in a lifetime, maybe?
Great guess. Got to be 10 cars.
That's a lot of cars over a lifetime.
Over a lifetime?
It's not.
Oh, my God.
So how many have you had already?
Oh, God knows.
Yeah, you change it up quite
over 10?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah. New car every year.
Yeah,
room for a pony.
My car is the same year as your car. It's 10 years old.
Yeah, but it's about 17 times the size of it.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
It's got to fit all my my gold and stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's not cars, no, but that's
good thing. I have a big car, you know, because I put all
my... compensating. No, we get it.
I put all my friends in it.
Oh yeah, except me.
Yeah. All right, it's not cars. All right, we need more guesses. 087-110-207.
Average man has 10 of these over his lifetime. What is it?
All right, Donald, what is the question that we're trying to get the damn answer to this morning?
The average man, not every man, the average man has 10 of these over his lifetime, but what is it?
Is the answer to Scully's Alley watches.
Watches?
Oh, yeah. Watch is a good guess.
Watches is a great guess.
Yeah, never wear a watch.
Mm.
I've never worn one.
You've never... It explains so much.
Hmm?
It explains so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Timekeeping, yeah.
I have my phone for that, though.
Yeah, but like, it's just on your wrist. You can go like that instead of going, where's my phone? And you can use it to pay for things.
Oh, you've
as well.
Got the Notion-y watch. Sorry, I forgot that. Yeah.
Not the Notion-y about it, Zina.
You pay for stuff with your watch.
In fact, we're going to give one of these away tomorrow on the show.
Yeah. I need one in my life.
You're not. You're only, actually, do you know what? You'll only annoy me with it. How do I use this?
It's not what is very good.
Okay.
All right. Hi, guys. Is the Niall here from Athlone?
Hey, Niall.
Is the answer to this morning's survey says 10 bats? Not that I think all men are smelly or anything, but I'm nearly
most of us are
40, and I've probably only had about 3 bats, I'd say, so far.
Stop.
So yeah, is the answer bats? I prefer showers. I don't like bats soaking in your own dirt.
Well,
it's not really like that.
Yeah, it's, no, you get into the bath, but you shower afterwards. It's nice to just soak.
What? You shower after the bath?
Do you not shower after your bath?
No. Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Don't you me.
What do you mean, don't you? That's what you have to do.
No one.
Soaking in your dirt, yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. No one showers after a bath. You're clean after a bath.
I am so sorry that if I got that wrong then, but I'm pretty sure everybody
showers. You're just wasting loads of water then.
What?
You don't care about our ecosystems or anything. Are you serious?
Well, Una doesn't shower after a bath.
Brother, ew.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
That's Una, who's all, like, covered in her own dirt.
No,
what's
I'm
that,
not.
Brother?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I go into the bath to relax. So I put my Epsom salts in. You read a book. Or you just meditate and just ground yourself and be at one. I don't be thinking about having a shower afterwards.
Why'd you have to make a bath like that?
Why?
Get in and wash yourself. Get
not,
out again.
No, it's not about that. It's about relaxation. I can't believe. Why would I shower after having a bath? You're just...
To wash your... It's the soap.
To
and,
wash.
To wash the soap.
Bath water does that. What did they do back in the day when they had no showers, huh?
They didn't have... They just had a
bath. They just had a bath.
They were covered in bat scum.
They weren't covered in bat scum.
Yeah, of course they're covered in bat... What did they do? They roll around in dust. We're not talking about this right now. Okay.
Oh, no, please talk about it later.
He's got a big car because he's got a big tongue.
Oh, my God. So I've got a big car because I've got a big tongue.
Because he revealed yesterday, just for context, that he has an abnormally large tongue. He was told this by my doctors. He's an abnormally large tongue. It's too big for his head. So his new nickname is Licky Minaj. Okay?
What's the answer, please?
The answer is, the average man has 10 of these in a lifetime. It's 10 suits. Across the line.
10 suits?
10 suits.
Yeah, that's probably better, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, listen, on the way, no doubt there's going to be a reaction to Una not washing herself after.
Don't you look at me like that.
Sitting in her own dirt.
Oh, okay. My God. Are you
on my team? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
You should do another podcast just about sayings like your Kuchisabi and stuff like that.
I should. What other ones do I have? I'm sure I have a load of them in my back pocket somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. We spoke to Emmy from The Courier today, and Emmy played Rhyme It. Really good. Lovely chatting to Emmy. She was great.
She was brilliant.
Rhyme
It, just a little
bit. Right, Rhyme It is a really simple and straightforward game. We give you a word and you just have to rhyme every word that is the answer to the questions that we give you. Simple as that. So it's rhyming. Anybody can rhyme. And you get the highest score at the end of the week and you win the contents of Una's drawers, which is nice. Let's go to The Courier. Good morning, Emmy.
Hi, Emmy.
Good morning. Hello.
I love The Courier. I love driving through The Courier. It's
gorgeous.
It's beautiful there. I love all the sheep. All the sheep.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
But Jesus, they're not out today, let me tell you. I'm looking out the window here now and all I can see is puddles.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very wet out there today. Very puddly. Come here. Can I ask you an honest question? We're going to put a poll up on our Instagram as well. When you have a bath, do you shower afterwards?
I don't bath.
But Emmy, just say you had a bath. Would you? You wouldn't bother showering afterwards because it's a waste of water.
Probably would, actually, yeah. Because, you know,
What?
You're sitting, you know, stuff.
See, I wouldn't, like, a lot of the time I go in, when I'm going for a bath, I don't want to wash my hair. It's just for, you know, you're going in with your Epsom salts and your candles and it's just for me time and just kind of a grounding exercise, really.
Yeah, but what you've been sitting in is then stuck to you.
It's not stuck to me because...
You're all sticky, you're Epsom sticky.
I'm not Epsom sticky, the Epsom salts dissolve. Yeah, they dissolve in your skin.
Do they?
Yeah.
Then no. All right, Emmy, you're mad into your yoga apparently.
I like to do yoga. I have an app on the phone, and I just kind of it gives me sessions to do. So
I have an app too.
I yoga go. I presume I've
oh,
still
that's
be
the same one. Yeah, I have that.
Are you paying for it?
I am. I paid for it for the last number of years. It's better because you can do it whenever you want. Then you know.
I must be paying for it. Guess what? I've never used it.
Una pays
it's like
for
30
it.
Euro for a year or something.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Well, we've mentioned this before. Una's absolutely minted. She has so many.
The ice cream, so
the what now?
The frost shield.
Yeah.
Don't mention the war. Yep. I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah. Wintry showers.
I think we need to set a GoFundMe up for you.
Emmy, do you have a frost shield?
I do. I nearly bought you one. Would you believe? When I was in Aldi there during the summer. Honest to God, I was going to post it in for you in Everton.
Please don't. Don't give in to Una's.
I thought if I did, you guys might jump on it. So you know, it was all about Una.
Yeah.
I'm not giving in to the frost shield now because he's trying to make me buy it. No, not
They're
doing
a fiver.
It. Well, fine.
Okay, right. Listen, Emmy, you have a very high score to beat. Keith did a fantastic job yesterday, but you never know. You could draw it or beat it. You got 9.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, keep praying.
I believe in you.
All right. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is
Zap. Z-A-P. Zap.
Okay.
Everybody ready to go?
Ready.
Your 30 seconds starting. Now.
You'd use this to plan your route.
Map.
You can install these on your smartphone.
App.
To strike something with a flat hand, you.
Clap.
Rice Krispies, what? Crackle and pop.
Snap.
You wear one of these on your head.
Cap.
A type of rhythmic dance.
Tap.
An abbreviation for celebrity photographers is a what?
Pop.
Another name for a spout or faucet.
Say again?
Another name for a spout or faucet.
Time is up.
Pass, I'm not sure.
Wimmy.
Una, you weren't very clear. She would have nailed it there.
Oh.
Kevin, yes, it was her favourite. She goes, I'm not going to give it. No, I'm joking. Yeah. You did brilliant, though. You got 6, which is fantastic score.
You got 7.
There wasn't a chance I was getting 9 anyway. That lad must have had about 6 cans of Red Bull. Bloody hell, 9. Listen, hell.
There's absolutely no scientific studies to prove that having that.
He wasn't driving for work at all. He had the car on his second shoulders. He was running down the motorway.
Oh, you're funny. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
No hassle.
So,
it was 6, not 7. What was the one Emmy missed out on?
Did I get 6, 7?
6, 7. But no,
sorry,
I I would like to intervene on Emmy's behalf. To strike something with a flat hand, that's clapping as well. I'm striking my other hand. So I would take that answer. So she got 7. No, it doesn't mean, like, Emmy, unfortunately, you still didn't beat the score of 9, but still.
No.
Yeah. Go with that. And nobody has time right now to argue with that, so.
Emmy, we're standing up for women's rights. I got you, girl. I got you. Yeah. And I'm going to start my yoga go now because you're empowering me. And I just, yeah.
You're in. Jesus, Una, 15 minutes in the evening time, like. Let's do it.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
first,
let's
wait
do
first.
It. I'm a busy mum of twins.
There you go.
Can we extract that sentence? I think we need to take it away.
Never. No. It's my crutch.
The luckiest man would be on a second winner now if he had that sentence, huh?
Emmy, you're an absolute joy. We'd love to have you on again sometime. Have a great day. Look after yourself.
Indeed. Send yourself, guys. Bye.
Bye, Emmy.
There you go. If you'd like to come on and you reckon you can beat the score of 9 tomorrow... And you could take away the contents of Una's drawers. You never know. There might be a yoga app subscription in there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She doesn't bloody use it. Remember where you heard it first, that Una does not wash herself after she's been soaking in her own dirt.
I don't shower after I have a bath. I don't think most people do that. I didn't know that was even a thing.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Loads of WhatsApps on 087 110 207.
The shower after the bath is notions.
Notions shower. Uh-huh. It's not notions,
it
Sherry.
Is notions.
How is it notions? Oh, sorry.
You're wasting all that water. You must be absolutely filthy before going into the bath.
Yeah, well, do you remember that day that we went and we did the mud run? The bog run, actually, for charity.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. And I was head to toe in covered in bog. Imagine if I didn't bother washing. So I went in and had a bath and then I had a shower to rinse it all off.
Well, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't have had the bath. You should have just had a shower then. That was taking the Michael.
I was so self-indulgent. My muscles were all sore, and you advised me to soak in Epsom salts.
I did, yeah, but you should have showered first and then got in the bath.
Morning, guys. Just in regards to your chat there about showering before or after your bath.
Yeah.
Why would you shower after the bath? If I'm having a bath, I will shower before the bath, and that way I'm clean getting into the bath, and I'm not sitting in dirty bath water then. My two cents on it. You're not supposed to rinse off Epsom salts.
What?
That's also a thing. It's good for your skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shower after your bath, dude, as simple as that.
No,
if you're worrying about bath water being dirty, you must be horrid dirty getting into it in the first place.
Well, yeah. You're not getting into have a clean bath.
You dirt birds.
Look at the amount of families back in the day. They'd be having baths together and about 10 of them having baths one after another, all in the same water.
Yeah, but in the 1940s, the life expectancy was about 60. That's why.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Did you turn the heat up before we came in here? It's absolutely roasting.
I didn't, but it's lovely. I brought my coat in just in case, but I haven't had to put it on yet. Nice and balmy. It's a nice change from the ice box that I have to live in every morning.
It's sticky in here. That's how just, gross it is.
Well, take off your big heavy... No, leave Pervert. It on. Leave it on. Pervert. You're the pervert
no,
here.
No. You're the one who asked me to undress.
Well, you talked about my bottom. You need to stop talking about my bottom. Earlier on, you said my arse is sticking out. Cheek.
I was talking about your car.
No, you said the arse was sticking out, so therefore you talk about me.
Anyway, we listen and we don't judge. We listen and we don't judge. Last week was absolutely insane. And there's a bit of a follow-up to this, isn't there?
Yeah, so last week's We Listen and We Don't Judge, it was controversial and we got a massive reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't end up solving anything, unfortunately.
Wouldn't be like us.
Yeah. So this is actually, I'm just going to read... the email that I got last week and then the follow up for that just to, so everyone can remember. Hey gang, I'm actually racked with guilt. My fiance and I are deeply in love. We're a team. We basically do everything together, even nights out with friends. A lot of the time he would tag along or I'd head out with him and his crew. We actually met through my fella friends from college, so I was friends with them first. Anyway, that's an important piece of information. On the second night of his stag, I decided that I would surprise him and show up genuinely thinking he'd be thrilled to see me. That was not the case. He pulled me aside and basically gave me a talking to and asked me to leave. I was so upset. I couldn't get over his reaction. His best man, who was my friend from college, saw me crying and brought me outside. He got in a taxi with me to make sure I got home all right, and as I was getting out of the cab, I leaned over and kissed him on the lips. My wedding is next month and I don't know whether to tell my fiancé or not. Please listen. Don't judge and help. Okay?
So that was last week. And there was a lot of listening and judging.
There was a lot of listening and there was a lot of judging. Yeah, sorry about that. So, update. Hey, gang, it's me again. If I thought I was in a mess last week, well, now it's been upgraded to a full-blown disaster. The best man who I kissed last week by accident has just told me he is in love with me and he's always been in love with me ever since we were friends in college, but he could never get the courage to tell me. He says he won't put pressure on me, but he had to say it or he'd regret it forever. I don't love him, not like that. I love my fiance. I've made a beep show of everything. Now two people are going to get hurt. What am I going to do? Please help. Well, I think now at this stage, your best bet is a trip to Lourdes.
Well, isn't it great that you're there for the advice? A trip to Lourdes.
I mean, this is just a whole nother level of like disaster. No, okay, let's break it down. Right. She is engaged to the man she's in love with. She peed him off by going to his stag, got in the taxi with the best man who was her friend first and kissed him on the lips. And now it's like this circle. And now he's saying he's in love with her. Oh my God, it's like that Love Actually. Remember?
But this is a love, actually. This is a mess, actually.
Yeah, yeah. This is a mess, actually.
All right, so I would love to know what people think, what this person should do about the whole situation. 087-1102-107. The best man who she kissed, and because it was a bit of a party mistake, and it was only a kiss, there was no tongues involved or anything like that, has now admitted his undying love to her and has always loved her and wants her to call off the wedding.
Well,
this is a soap.
She doesn't say he wants her to call off the wedding, but she's saying that he said, you know, that he loves her and he had to tell her because he'd regret it for the rest of his life if he didn't tell her. So it's like, it's actually kind of...
Clearly he wants something out of it then. Am I just reading into that deeper?
I suppose he just wants... Yeah, I mean, obviously he might be happy if she called off the wedding and turned... But I don't know.
Okay. 087-1102-107, what do you reckon? What advice would you give, basically, on this? We listen and we don't judge. So this is kind of nearly like a follow-up to what happened last week for the fiancé to turn up at Jermaine's stag. He got annoyed at her. She went off. Her best friend, which is the best man, kind of like made sure that she got home all right. She leaned over, gave him a kiss. She felt guilty about it. We talked about that last week, but now since then, there's been a bit of an update. We got a message from her where she's riddled with guilt because the best man, her best friend, who she's known before her fiancé, has basically admitted his undying love for her, said that he's always liked her, and what should she do about the whole thing? Should she just pursue with him, or just get on with her life with her fiancé? But is that relationship then going to break down with the best man and your man who she kissed?
I don't know. It's all just a big mess in my head.
Well, listen, come here. The whole idea of this feature is we listen and we don't judge.
Oh, we are listening and we are definitely judging.
Brilliant. Well, okay, that's worked out.
Right. One, what the hell was she doing anyway going to the man's stag?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, if she plans to be with him for the rest of her life, at least give him one bloody day without her. Two, she had to have known that the best friend was in love with her and she had to have felt something to her, as she wouldn't have kissed him in the first place. Three, tell the fiance and let him get on with his life with people who are actually respectful of him.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's pretty...
It's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or she could just ignore it all and keep carry on, like nothing happened.
Someone is saying here she should just go on and live her best life and let the best man go on his way and the groom. The damage is done, especially now the best man admits his love for her. It isn't ending well for anyone. It's like Grey's Anatomy when April was marrying Matthew but does a runaway bride with Jackson. Oh my God. Oh, it is kind of like a...
Excuse me?
Oh my God, is that a spoiler?
That is my... I'm literally watching that season of Grey's at the moment. I'm way behind.
How was I to know?
You know
I'm just... I'm listening, you know, and not judging.
You know I watch Grey's Anatomy and get
this
emotional.
This isn't about you. Let's go back to the matter.
I could be reading into this a little bit too much, but I think subconsciously she kissed her best friend on purpose, knowing that he probably did love her from the get-go. Oh. And it just kind of seems like she's trying to sabotage the whole thing herself. So maybe it's just not time to get married, because the whole situation is a little bit kind of imploded on itself, and a lot of it was through her own actions. So, yeah. God love the two young lads.
Okay, well, the thing is, we listen and we don't judge. you're very trusting in sending us this message, which really we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Listen, keep the messages coming. 087-1102-107. And we listen, we don't judge. Also, come here, if you're in a situation yourself and you want us to not judge you, but we will listen. On a Thursday, we listen
and we don't judge. But I think we're mostly judging.
No, we're not judging today. Well, some of you are. So this is a follow-up to the message that we had last week.
Yeah, where a girl went to her fiancé's stag to surprise him. He got really annoyed. She went home, got in the car with the best man because she was actually friends with the best man from college anyway. He wanted to make sure she got home all right. When she was getting out of the car, she kissed him on the lips. And now... there's an update. The best man has revealed to her that he's like, look, I'm in love with you. I've always been in love with you. And I'm telling you now because I know I'd regret it if I didn't. Mm-hmm. So now she's all up in a fluster. Does she tell her fiancé? Does she break it off? What does she do? She's looking for advice.
087-1102-107. Loads of messages. Thank you so much for them all coming in.
Hi, it's Nicola here. I'm trying to not judge, but that's impossible. One, she shouldn't have turned up to the stag. Two, the friends shouldn't have really gone in the taxi with her. Three, she shouldn't have kissed him. And now it's just a big fat mess. I've got no advice. Just none of those things should have happened. And sorry.
Okay, so, none of them should have happened, but unfortunately they did.
Oh, lordy, lordy. I think the best man is probably just looking for his... He thinks he can get it now, and he doesn't want the opportunity to go out the window. He should have had the cojones to say it back in the day, if that's what he was feeling. Mm-hmm. The worst part of that was her turning up at the shag party. What the hell is that about? Because she trusted you.
That's in the past. All right.
Good morning, Cooper and Una.
Morning.
All I know is wedding deposits are non-refundable, so it's either non-refundable deposits or a divorce fee. Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay, all right, fair.
Give her my number. She may as well be caught for a sheep's lamb. And then she'll definitely be in more hassle.
God. Well, that took a turn.
It certainly did take a turn. Okay, well, the thing is, at the end of the day, we listen.
And we don't judge. We're trying not to judge, trying very best. I'm not judging. Other people might be judging. We're sorry.
I'm Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.
Truth or Trash plays after 9 o'clock. It was good fun this morning. You...
I don't remember it.
Oh, you went on about bathing and being dry-skinned and...
You're a big toe.
Yeah. My big toe.
No, you're abnormally... No, I don't mean... I'm not being mean or anything saying this, but you told me that you were diagnosed by a medical person with an abnormally large toe. I'm not being anyway judgy or anything, because I mean, we all, our dogs are different shapes and sizes, and it would be a very boring world if we all had the same size dog. Okay. But it's just so funny. So excuse
you're
me.
Right.
I'm fine.
Okay,
yeah. good. So look, it's all good, man.
It is all G.
It's all G.
Listen, whatever makes you tick.
BTS. What is that big tug syndrome?
Anyway, here's Truth or Trash. I'll just leave you laughing.
I can't cope. No, I'm fine. I'm fine now.
I know. Give it another one.
Like, is the shape of it all right? Or is that out?
Shape is perfect.
Okay, I'm done now talking about your tongue.
Do you need to pee now? Is that why you're done?
No, I'm just done talking about your BTS problems. I just can't cope. Oh yes, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that with me.
This is nearly 2 minutes of you laughing at the size of my tongue.
I know, but it's just so funny. You're trying to explain it to me. I have been diagnosed with an abnormally large tongue. What did you say to the doctor? Like, what do you say? You're sick. Oh, stop. Oh, don't ever do that again.
Okay,
I'm fine.
Who's Truth or Trash?
Yeah.
Where music lives, it's Cooper and Una and a mouthful of protein bar. That's what's happening there, right there. It was a bit it was cheerier than I expected, Una.
Yeah, I can still hear it in your mouth. Lovely sound.
Now everybody knows. Now you know what it's like to listen to you on our podcast. Breakfast Rolled.
I only do that to annoy you.
You don't?
I do, it drives them mad.
Una thinks she throws in a bit of ASMR into our podcast on a daily.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you stop eating on the podcast? You're like, well, I'm hungry.
I don't talk like that.
Listen to yourself in the podcast.
I will.
Then you'll
hear
it.
Fine.
All right. Who's going to play it? Cheers!
Truth or trash.
All right, truth or trash, we bring facts to the show and we can either educate or mislead you with our facts. So, Donald, what have you got for us this morning?
I am saying that school starts in September, which is a bit of a strange time, because it was the time they decided that most children would turn up when schools became a thing. That's my fact.
Your fact is that school starts in September.
September, not another time of the year, because that's the time they thought that most kids would turn up. They might say no at the time, because when school became a thing.
Yeah.
Well, surely if that was the case, they would have had it at the start
of the year.
No. They would have had it in June when the weather, or May when the weather was nice. Because you know the way if you'd be listening to people of a certain vintage, they'd be telling you about going to school and barefoot. I went barefoot to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And all we had to eat was a bowl of mint between the whole family. We shared a shoe. Don't be laughing, that happened.
You shared a shoe. Everyone shared one shoe, yeah.
And it was a left one. You had to wear it on your right foot so you wouldn't hang on to it. All right, it's such an odd one. I suppose it's the end of the summer, it's the start of autumn, and I don't know why you would feel like you needed to go to school at that. I'm saying trash.
I'm saying trash.
Yeah, lock it in, Anna.
Locked in. It's true. It's because kids were kind of schooled at home, and they were all doing jobs on the farm, and harvest season ends in August. So September was the time they thought most parents might let kids go to school, because then it's downtime, and then the holidays are in certain times.
Harvest doesn't end in August.
That's what it says in the harvest time. Now, or maybe the busy time.
Harvest is October.
This, at the time of this.
No, that's it. You're wrong. I'm right.
Oh, wow. No, that is why it is.
It's a nasty fact. Hey, your mama. Okay.
Wow.
So, you know your mom jokes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The oldest your mom jokes was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylon tablet from Iraq in 1976, and that is my fact. The oldest your mom joke is 3,500 years old.
Have you got the joke?
And you've got the joke there handy.
It's not great.
Go on.
The guy sleeping with your mom, that's who he is.
That's not a joke. Well, I suppose it's yeah.
Three and a half. Statement. Yeah. But there wasn't any standards back in Babylon times.
In Babylon, I don't think they used the term mom.
Well, that's the translation of it.
Yeah. Babylonians at the crack, yeah.
They absolutely were.
I'm going to say it's true.
Yeah, I don't think it classes as a joke, but I'm going to say that they found that on a piece of stone, yeah. True.
You're saying true? You're locking it in? Okay, lock it in. The actual joke, though, I translated it, of your mother is who he has intercourse with her. Who is it? Is the actual translation of it. But yeah, no, it is. It's true. That was the oldest your mom joke.
No.
I love a your mom joke.
Yeah.
I have a few here that I'd like to...
I'll
tell these to your twins, all right? Your mom parks so badly even Google Maps says you're on your own. Your mom doesn't park, she just abandons the car and hopes for the best.
That's not true.
Your mom's parallel parking is actually just interpretive dance.
Cheeky.
Yeah. All right, Una, your fact this morning, please.
Doctors have warned that showering after having a bath actually causes acute moisture depletion syndrome, AMDS, where the skin becomes so dry it starts producing its own dust. And people who do this go around dropping dust everywhere like a snow globe. Some of them also have BTS, Big Tongue Syndrome.
Is that the endo of your fact?
That is the endo of my fact, yeah.
You are a nasty piece of work.
I am not a nasty piece of work. You're trying to tell people that I'm dirty because I don't shower after I have a bath.
No, that's not the nasty part. It's the nasty part of that you're making fun of my condition that I have.
Which condition be this now?
It's sleep apnea, which is a disease.
Don't start now. Yeah. Don't start now. Bring it down. No, you just said yesterday that you had an abnormally large tongue.
And that's it.
You were diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not sleep apnea. It's just having an abnormally...
No, it is.
What?
It is. That's what that is.
So what does that mean?
It means that it can block the airway, stop the oxygen going to my brain, and I don't breathe when I'm sleeping.
Wow.
And it can increase risk of stroke, heart disease, and death.
Oh my God.
So there you go. But it doesn't matter.
Lowering.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine.
You're a buzzkill.
The 20 gifts that you sent of fat tongues into the group chat yesterday brought me joy.
I had so much fun with those gifts of abnormally large tugs. It was hilarious.
You were losing the run of yourself with those ones. Okay, no, I'm saying that this is trash and this is made up and you're a looter.
I think if you do get too much moisture in you, you might end up with dry skin if it's water, but I think you've added too much to it, so I just think you're just talking rubbish in here.
Well, do you know what?
It
could be true. I mean,
oh my God.
Because I think showering after having a bath is going to damage the skin barrier, and we need to be looking after the skin barrier. And I suppose I don't know if your condition is called BTS, big tongue syndrome.
It's not.
No. So, okay, it's not. So there you go. Yeah, I had my fun.
But the title of this will be on our podcast,
mm-hmm.
and we're probably going to get massive listenership over because you've said BTS and anything that's connected to BTS, the biggest band of the world, like.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
High five. So, like, people are going to think, "Oh, Cooper's becoming a member of BTS." That's what it's going to be. Yeah, that's going to be the title of the podcast this week.
It's just because of the tongue issue. It's big.
Well, listen, shout out to anybody else who is suffering from
enlarged tongues. Don't say that.
Something happened earlier on. It was literally just a comment that was made, and it sparked a debate and a conversation that we didn't really have time for earlier on. But we have put a poll up on our Instagram at This Is iRadio, and it is, should you shower or do you shower after you've had a bath? All right. At the moment, I'll tell you what the results are in just a sec if you want to actually go on and vote. At This Is iRadio. So, because Una said that, no, I don't shower after a bath. And I'm like, what's that, brother?
Are you gaslighting me right now?
What do you mean?
I'd explain it if you stop playing that over me.
They're just saying it.
I have never met anyone in my life besides you who say they shower after a bath. It's just wasting water. You hate the environment. You prove this again and again and again.
It's genuinely not wasting water or hating the environment.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And you've got dry skin. Think about your skin barrier.
I love skin, my soft skin.
And according to research, people who shower after a bath, there are no crack at parties.
Yeah, regarding the bath, I'm the same. I would actually have a shower. Now, it might be a quick shower beforehand.
Do you shower before you get in the bath then?
No.
So, okay, so you're sitting in your dirt.
And then let the bath fill up.
Yeah.
Our shower's over the bath.
Yeah, so if your shower's over the bath, you just stand up as it's draining out. And then it's literally just rinsing down if you need to wash your hair.
Thanks for mansplaining what a shower is to me, by the way.
What do you mean?
You're just literally standing under the shower and let the water rinse down your hair.
No, I just...
Go on.
Looters. I suppose, Una, we do have to remember, Cooper is a high flyer. He could have servants for this kind of job, but, you know, they'd be sponging down his oxters and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. Do you know what an oxter is?
Your armpits, isn't it?
Yeah, your armpits.
Yeah.
Oh, God, There's nothing
like the help coming in and sponging down.
That is the most Cooper sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Is it, though? Is it really, though? Are you really that surprised?
Yeah. Okay.
The Japanese already have an answer to this question. Take a shower to clean your body and then have a bath to relax your body and mind. That's it. Easy.
Take a shower and then a bath to relax the body and mind.
Who's got time for that? Seriously.
You confuse me. You're like, you love to have a bath to relax.
I don't need to be wasting time standing up in the shower when I want to be sitting lying down in the bath. Me time. Mama time. Know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And there you go, that's Breakfast Rolled, our podcast from our show. That's an actual show on the radio.
Yep.
It's good fun. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bringing on the weekend with open arms, giving it a big cuddle.
A big snuggly wuggle.
Yeah.
Cuddle muffin, as me and the twins say.
Pardon?
Snuggle muffins.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Like, share, subscribe.
Subscribe.
And you can also check out all of our fun videos at This Is iRadio on our socials, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. See ya.
Bye.